we back.
And we back.
And we back.
And we back.
And
then. Welcome back, world. This is the No Suits Podcast. I am your boy, Spence. This is my boy, Krim. We work reporting to you live every Monday, reporting to you the newest sports topics, the newest things that's going on in your favorite sporting events. This weekend, we had a really good divisional round of playoffs in the NFL. It might have been the best one ever. We had all four games, every one, come down to the last play, right? Or damn near. They all came down to the wire. I think the Bengals won. We ain't going to jump into it too quick. Couple games. The first one we're going to discuss is going to be the Bengals and the Titans, bro. What you think about that game? You called that game. I had the Titans. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
What you think about that game? The Bengals pulling it out versus the number one seed Titans in Tennessee.
In Tennessee. With in Derrick Tennessee. Henry that just came back for the playoffs. Mm. You know what I mean? Recharge. Before the game started, I had to go ahead and pick my pick of being the Bengals. It just felt right. It felt right.
Right.
I like what I see from the Bengals. I still think, like, looking ahead, I still think they're a little bit shy of going to the Super Bowl just because Joe Burrow gets sacked 9 times.
Nine. They beat Kansas City in Kansas City.
Man, look, 9 times. Kansas City going to watch that film and be like, which one of you the weak link? Well, a couple of you, because it had to be a few of them things. A few of y'all, which one of y'all are the weak links? They're going to line up and then do their thing. He's going to get sacked at least 3 or 4 times in Kansas City. I just think, just based off of what Tennessee did to him, even though Tennessee have a really good front 7. But what I think as far as the Titans go, I was hoping to have like an explosive game from Derrick Henry. It's going to be hard coming off an injury like he did. I'm proud of how he came back and, you know, coming back to the playoffs for his team. But it's like, I feel like that almost threw off their flow, you know what I mean? Because they had to try to reincorporate him in the game. And that's something that you can really – it can go either way with, basically. That they didn't look good on that aspect. Tennessee started coming along late. But the Bengals, they look good from an offensive defensive standard, besides the offensive line. I think they can try to get it together for Kansas City. But what you take from it?
Man, I take away it was a great game by both teams. I think the difference in the game, even with Tennessee's running game, it wasn't Derrick Henry per se, but they did have 140 yards rushing on the ground. So they had good running game between him and Foreman. So that wasn't what it was Ryan Tannehill. Actually, the Titans had a better offensive stat line. They had more yards, I want to say everything, except for turnovers. Ryan Tannehill threw 3 interceptions. You can't win a playoff game like that against a good team. And then also they were 1 for 8 on 3rd down. You can't win no games like that. It's just not gonna happen. And so a lot of their drives got stalled out, and the Bengals just wouldn't go away. The Bengals didn't play their best game because they had 9 sacks. How can you? Every time Joe gets something going, it's a negative play. So it was one of those things, but they just wouldn't go away. And I applaud the way that they just stuck around. And then they were able to get something going. That's the beauty of football, bro. If you just keep fighting and other team make a mistake, like Ryan Tannehill throw a pick. Like, what are you doing? May you throw a pick. And since you've been clawing our game.
Yeah.
9 sacks, bro, and never gave up. Because, you know, a lot of quarterbacks by sack 4 or 5, head hanging down. You know what I mean? They don't care no more. They looking around. They stay with it, and they won. And so, even though with the offensive line, I'm damn near looking ahead thinking that they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Ooh,
okay. I ain't saying it, but I'm damn near because they just – that was a lot, bro. They already beat them, too, and that's a lot of heart.
I agree.
Nothing going right, bro.
You right, though. I forgot to touch on Ryan Tannehill. I was focused on Derrick Henry because he's such a phenomenal player.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill is not that. Did I expect Ryan Tannehill to be straight up terrible this game? Nah, bro, you can't do what you did. Throw 3 picks.
And you know that.
3 picks in a playoff game, the first play of the game. All right, let me read the defense real quick. Let me see what's going on. Let me throw a pick. Like, no, bro, what are you doing?
Let me spot them 3.
let me spot them three real quick. What are you putting your team in this position for? Like, it's hard to win like that. It's hard to win with three turnovers, period, but especially first play of the game and in inopportune times. It's like, you're not even making smart decisions. It's not you. Are you betting on the Bengals? Like, what are you doing? You point shaving? Yeah. What are you doing? So it was all bad on that front, bro. All bad.
I know the first pick was on their side of the field. It was in plus territory. I think the second one was as well. So it was like you just gave them, you know, you gave them the points. Like, your defense couldn't do nothing about those points. And those two picks for sure were the difference in the game. I can't remember when the other one came, but yeah, Ryan Tannehill got to step it up. The Titans got something to worry about this offseason for damn sure. They had a coach of the year candidate, top running back, a really, really good defense, and you just missing one thing. But I ain't gonna say. I'm gonna save it. I was gonna say what they should go do, man.
What they should do.
I'm gonna save it. I should say it.
Go ahead, say it.
Should be. I mean, they got Aaron Rodgers. He gonna be looking for somewhere else to go. This is a perfect segue into what we're gonna talk about next. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers I'm gonna just say the 49ers, because I'm not saying they quarterback and the 49ers. I'm gonna just say the San Francisco 49ers versus Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Sure. Now what you think about this game? You know I loved it. I had the Niners going in. You picked the Niners going in too.
Yeah.
And so we both had the Niners, but I've been on the Niners all season leading up to the playoff. I'm like, don't let them boys get in, because if they get in, folks gonna be in trouble. My team was in trouble. Aaron Rodgers in trouble. Now the Rams in trouble. But I don't think they're gonna beat them.
You called it. I have to get my hats off to you. You said these men, they are ready to play. They match up well with anybody, which they do. They just, I don't know, different components sometimes was lacking throughout the season. But if they come and play a complete game like they did the very last regular season game against the Rams to get in the playoffs, against Dallas Cowboys, to you know, advance to the division round, and then take on a number one seed in Lambeau, in snow, and to pull that out, man, these boys are dangerous. Dangerous. Not to mention that they're going to be playing in L.A. San Francisco, not too far.
Perfect.
49ers have a stupid big fan base, so it's going to be mostly 49ers fans. Man, this first and foremost, this game, Green Bay, I don't know. They're about to crumble, and it's crazy to see that Aaron Rodgers might play this last game in Lambeau. It really is crazy to see. I don't really know what was going on that front. Special teams was terrible, because if you really think about it, even though it was hard for both teams to score, you get a block punt for a tub. You know what I'm saying? You get a block field goal that could have had them at least had a tie game going into overtime. Man, like, that special teams coach not being retained, I can tell you that, unfortunately. You know what I mean? It's not like they probably had bad special teams all year long. It wasn't good, but it's like having two critical things like that to change the game and to lose is tough. And maybe losing your best player is tough. What do you take from it?
Yeah, I take away it's a tough loss, but at the end of the day, Green Bay got exactly what they wanted. They got the number one seed. They got the MVP. They got some snow. They always the frozen tundra and all this old bullshit. And now you got a passing team that can't pass. Then your running back get hurt. Your big running back get hurt. And so now you have is your finesse. And that's why I said that the 49ers match up with anybody. And that's why I said about the Titans too. They're physical. Like, when you have a physical team, you'll match up no matter what. You may not win every game, but you're gonna be in every game. And what I saw from the 49ers all season was them trying to figure things out. They didn't know who they wanted to go with quarterback. They didn't know kind of what offense they were going to run, because they didn't know who they wanted to go with at quarterback. But I knew if they said, okay, this is the game plan, this we're not working on anything. You know, I think all season they were working on shit. Like, all right, let's work on how we can get Debo involved. Let's work on how we can get Ayuk involved. Let's work on what this quarterback going to do. So they didn't look their best. Whereas now, they not working on anything. It's just we got to go with what we got. We got Jimmy G. We got Deebo Samuels. We got Elijah Mitchell. And we got a good offensive line. Our defense is superb. This is what we're going to have to do. And they accepted it, and they've been skull-dragging people. That's why I'm like, not by points. They ain't been skull-dragging people by points. But if you watch the games are skull-dragging. They be skull-dragging. Yeah. Exactly. It's just a long, boring game, but I be liking it. So I think the Packers, they got a lot to look at. Special team mistake, always that's a part of the game. So you always got to have those things under control. But at the end of the day, they only scored 13 points? Mm-hmm. I mean, ain't that you don't score 13 points.
What you looking at? You saying Aaron Rodgers should have hooked up with Davante Adams at some point during out the game?
He did. Davante Adams was, I think in the first quarter, had like four catches. That's a lot of catches in one quarter. He was hooking up with him.
What happened with the rest of it, though?
And he just wasn't executing. They weren't the Packers wasn't executing. That's why you got to put it on Aaron Rodgers. You can fire the special teams coach, whatever you want to do. But at the end of the day, they had 16 points, right?
You talking about 49ers?
Yeah.
They had 13.
So that it was 13 to 10.
Yeah.
So they had 13 points. Come on, bro.
You got to do something. Score, because I don't think, yeah, they didn't score a passing touchdown. So it's like, what are you doing to, you know this field. These boys coming from out west, you know what to expect, you know, all these years you played, especially in the postseason. Do something.
That's all I can really ask. Like,
just do something. So
y'all played on the same field at the same time. Like, nothing was different. Y'all all played the same time, and they scored 13, and you only scored 10. Like, hey, there's I can't put that on nobody else but the offense. You scored 10 points. I mean, that's just your defense did everything they could. They only gave up 7. Your special teams gave up another 7, like 6 or whatever. You got to win that game. 13 points. You got Aaron Rodgers, the MVP. You have to win that game. If I tell you San Francisco was only going to score 13, you going to think Green Bay is going to win.
That's true. That's a good point.
Y'all got to win, bro. So it's on them.
A good point. Especially because San Francisco didn't score the first half. You know what I mean? And then
I don't think so.
Yeah, they didn't score the first half. So it's like
– It's hung around.
Like, Green Bay scored the first quarter, and then second quarter, nothing happened. Third quarter, nothing happened. Get a little 3 and a 4th, but it's like you got to come with it. If San Francisco scoring, they scored 10 points in the fourth quarter. They only had 13. You got to come 13. And do something. So
you have to. You literally have to, bro. And so that's why I say Green Bay is, like I said, I didn't believe in them.
We both didn't.
We just don't believe in them.
Don't believe in it.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
You know what I mean? The formula is not there. So with all that being said, do you think Aaron Rodgers played his last game?
Nah, I don't.
In Lambeau. I should have clarified in Lambeau.
No, I don't. You do?
No. I do. I think he
do.
I think he up out of there. Yeah. Because it's like,
I don't think so. He shouldn't leave if it's me.
I agree, but I think he out of there.
It's a tough time to leave right now. It's a real tough time to leave, because if you leave, people going to be doing the pay man is Tom Brady thing. You leave, you got to go win the Super Bowl right now. I'm talking about right now. And there's not many teams. I don't think it's a situation where you can go to – I mean, you can possibly go to San Fran, but that's not really going to – I don't think mesh well with them. Tennessee. That's why I'm like, these teams that he could go to, I don't think fit him very well. Like, San Fran is they coach, you know what I mean, is coaching. Tennessee's coach is actually coaching. And then who else is Super Bowl ready? I mean, I guess it's Aaron Rodgers, so anybody would take him, I guess.
I mean,
you know, besides Kansas City.
It's not even a hometown thing, but he come here with Sean. You know what I mean? Get Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, got good defense.
It don't fit him, though.
It don't.
Nigga, what's your boy name that play D-line?
Cameron Jordan.
Cameron Jordan beat a choke slam to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers coming this mug tripping. Y'all team, I feel like y'all team is too – that's one thing that makes y'all good. I feel like y'all actually have a team. You know, it's a lot of organizations. Yeah. But like the Jaguars have an organization. The Dolphins have an organization. But you don't look at them like, oh, that's a team. Like, they sure together. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers – I think Aaron Rodgers will do y'all more. Obviously, y'all win-lose record is going to be better. But I think long-term it would do y'all more harm than good. Because y'all wouldn't actually get nothing from it. Y'all be good, of course, but – I don't think y'all win a Super Bowl with him because he don't mesh well. Like, if y'all just could bring his talent, obviously, but you got to bring the whole person, you know?
But at the same time, if people have ever been scared to stand up to him, you know, he can go to a place that people aren't scared to stand up to him, then as a person, you have to change a little bit about yourself, because if somebody not going to stand be scared of you and be like, he doing all this, like, say, bro, we don't do that around here. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, and then really but get in his
Aaron
face.
Rodgers.
Nobody worried about that.
You not worried about that, but Aaron Rodgers is worried about that. It's I understand. I feel you on what you're saying. Like, I wouldn't care either, but from the outside looking in, like looking at that situation, if you what makes Aaron Rodgers is his confidence and his the things that people don't like about him, I think makes him really, really good at football. So if you take that away from him and start punking him, start not letting him just be himself, it'll be like Chad Johnson in New England. I don't think it's gonna work out right.
That's definitely a good point. But I do think over these last couple years, he got a little bit more out of that, out of his comfort zone, out of, you know, thinking, okay, I'm the brat, I want it my way. in the aspect of being more open to things, because I feel like, you know, the media perception gets to people at times. I don't think he's been, you know, so honed in on wanting to be him. I think he really just won't win. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know. I don't think
I could
so.
Be completely off base with it, but we're going to see. We're going
to
see.
I ain't never just thought Aaron Rodgers just like, obviously I know he wants to win. Like if obviously you got the choice between winning and losing, I know he going to pick winning.
For sure.
But I think if he got a choice between like winning his way, winning and having a chance, I think he'll choose winning his way over just winning.
Well, the reason I really say that is because I noticed the last couple of seasons before that, I always see Aaron Rodgers whenever things ain't going completely his way on the field, and when people are messing up, he throwing his hands up, you know, going, you know, just look like he's not being part of the team. Versus this year and last year, I've noticed him being more embracing of his team. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that's about, but that's just something I personally noticed on him, because I've been keeping little tidbits like, oh, okay. He actually, you know, and John, he's not going crazy about this happening. He's not, you know, X, Y, and Z with it. So we're going to see.
We're going to see. I definitely don't agree, but we're going to see. Because I think he just only throws it to Davante Adams, and usually Davante Adams is in the right spot.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, Davante Adams was the only person with a catch for a long time. Like the only person with a target even. And then he threw it to Mercedes Lewis, and Mercedes Lewis fumbled the ball and got the ball right back. And he only threw it to Davante Adams. That whole drive. Well, they only had like five play.
Yeah.
I think they got one first down and then they didn't do anything. But he only threw it to Davante Adams or ran the ball. So I just think that he can't do Davante Adams like that. And that's the only person he really threw the ball to. Plus, they didn't have nothing bad going on this year.
Fair enough.
It was 13-3. He had that many opportunities. But I think I don't think he changed. But I think he's amazing. He's an amazing quarterback for sure.
It's fair enough. We're going to see. Definitely going to see if he make that move. You know, what happens. Because, like you said, the Titans, coach, culture. You know, who else you said you mentioned?
The Titans and the Niners, but I don't. Yeah, Niners, I agree with you. I don't think he can do that.
So,
Indy. I think Indy could work.
It could work.
I think Indy would be the best opportunity because they don't have they. You know, they kind of got passive people. Because you can't, it's hard to have like a alpha quarterback and the alpha coach. It's like,
that's true.
You know what I mean? It's really hard. It's, New England did it for a long time, but
they was winning.
they quarterback was willing to like let that happen. I don't think Aaron Rodgers would be willing to like let that happen.
But we're excited to see. For sure. Yeah, I'm excited to see that. Speaking of that man in New England who left New England, went down to Tampa Bay.
Segway.
Oh man. Oh my goodness. The Rams versus the Buccaneers. I'm not even a fan of any either one of these teams, but I was stressed looking at how Tom Brady and the Buccaneers defense were just coming back. And it's like, what's going on? At one point, I was like, okay, I'm about to go grab me a little nap. It was 20-3. Should have been like 28. Should have been like 35-3. But things just kept happening. I'm like, hold up. I got to keep tuning in. They tied the game. What's really going on? With all that being said, as far as the dynamic of the game, what you think of the game? Do you think Tom Brady is done? And, you know, what do you think about the Rams?
Man, first I'm going to touch on the Tom Brady thing. Tom Brady almost pulled that thing off. He almost pulled that thing off. Matter of fact, let me talk about the Bucs defense on this last play.
Sure.
You decide to go slot blitz, zero man slot blitz, and you blitz the player.
Educate the people, Spen. Cooper Kupp. Educate the people, Spen.
I'm about to. So they came out in a 2-by-1. Cooper Kupp in the slot to the right. The Rams decide to blitz the player that's guarding Cooper Kupp. Mind you, Cooper Kupp leads the league in everything that involves playing receiver, everything. And we gonna blitz the motherfucker that's guarding him and put the safety on him instead. Whenever the only thing that we don't need to do is give up a deep pass.
Only thing.
That's it. I didn't understand that call. I really didn't understand that call, bro. Somebody got to help me with that one. Cause I'm like, I wouldn't even did that in Madden. And you know, in Madden, you can a slower player can run with a faster player.
Right, sure.
You ain't gonna run with Cooper Kupp. He leads the league in everything. So I didn't understand that. But I commend the Rams. I've been liking the Rams, and I will say that this is who in the championship? The Rams and who?
The Rams and 49ers.
Where they both at on what coast they on? Where they in Cali? On the West Coast. I've been trying to tell this man Krim for years. Y'all didn't know. I've been trying to tell this man Krim for years that the coastal teams, the team that in the coast and the best places to live, are going to be the best teams. Case in point.
So when something finally lined up, this man said, I've been trying to tell him for years. I've
been trying to tell him. The Niners been called. The Rams been called. They just went. They both have been to the Super Bowl here recently. I just trying to tell him. I'm just trying to tell them the only reason we don't have it on the other side as well is because that's just how they break it down. They one, you know, and then they just have two amazing quarterbacks. You got Joe Burrow and Cincy, and then Kansas City got Pat Mahomes. Ain't much you can really do about that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't much you can really do about that.
When it finally aligns, look, I can't argue because just for the simple fact, the Rams, I don't know if they just don't have to follow cap rules, but the Rams just get any and everybody.
You're like, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't make no sense. Give me Von Miller. Give me Odell. Yeah. Yeah. Like, bro, those.
Sign Matthew Stafford.
Give me Matthew Stafford.
Jalen Ramsey, they just signed. They had these people, but they just signed them. Like Jalen Ramsey just got signed. Aaron Donald, I know these got to be the biggest contracts like in history, just because of the players that they are and how it go. I don't be knowing how they be working that shit out either.
I don't get it, but at the same time,
I don't get it.
Hats off to that GM. Hats off to that man. You know,
Bro, we got to figure this out because I was looking at the salary cap breakdown. The Cowboys are -21. Y'all like -60 or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all negative a lot. But I don't be understanding how, because especially for y'all, we at least have a quarterback. I get it. Like, or we at least paid a quarterback. I get it.
For sure.
But we don't have as many players as they have. So how we negative? Y'all definitely, y'all not even paying a quarterback. So how in the hell? I don't be understanding it, but I'm like, we gotta educate ourselves more, because ain't no way that the Rams have Matthew Stafford, Odell Beckham, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, niggas got Jalen Ramsey. Like, bro, what are y'all doing?
Man, look, I think they either have the best GM ever, or a 30 for 30 gonna come out on the investigation. They gonna be banned for the league or something.
The NFL?
Yeah.
How the NFL grew their revenue back in a matter of 1 year after COVID. They just made the best team be in the biggest market.
You know what I'm saying? Something,
they would have did it to New York if New York didn't have them them COVID laws.
I ain't gonna go down with them. But as far as how the Rams,
New York has won two Super Bowls with the most garbage team ever. Tell me that. I mean, the Giants. I meant to say the Giants. The Giants have won two Super Bowls.
No, I got you. Hey, that's
you
that's,
mean to tell me?
They just a Brady killer. That don't look, unless it's scripted.
They had to get there to play Brady, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Look, they barely
these markets. The point is that the markets do matter.
No, it don't. You saying it like the Giants were the number one seed or something. They barely scraped in, but when they get in, they gonna get in and do something.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Nah, I'm trash all year, like actually trash. Not like the Niners where they switching quarterbacks and things like that. Y'all actually weren't that good. Came in wrecking shop.
But listen,
markets matter, man.
It don't matter. But the Rams, they matter. I don't know what they got going. They almost blew it. I was like, man. This man, forget the Tom Brady thing. Yeah, Tom Brady, he would have got all the accolades, period. But you gotta tip your hats to the defense, dog. The defense was making these crazy stops, and it always seemed to be that's the story of what Tom Brady's getting the credit for. But the defense making these crazy. I mean, the fumble snap. You know, You just gotta beat Matthew Stafford off the line, and that's just pretty easy to get recover the ball. But the fact of the matter is,
but y'all gotta be hustling to get it.
The fact of the matter is, they were causing these fumbles, and it's like, yo, we putting our team in a position to actually win this game. Crazy.
That's crazy. What made me so confused with the play call at the end. Like, that's gonna be ingrained in my head for a minute, just because, you know, a lot of offensive calls, you know, you get another opportunity. You get another opportunity playing offense if you make a bad call. But as a defensive coach, as a defensive coordinator, if you make a bad call, you don't get another chance. You know what I mean? And so I do appreciate, you know, the fact that he stuck with Ty Bowles is an aggressive coach, and I can appreciate him sticking to it. And I'm not down in Ty Bowles. I just think it was, you know, one bad play over the course of a game where he called a brilliant game. It just happened to be. Play. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely don't want to make it seem like I'm down it. Oh, all right. Anyway, but yeah, that I want to doubt him, but I just don't understand that call, and I wish I could.
Me too, bro. Me too.
Especially I wish I could. I wish we could interview him.
I don't know, man. Just doing that slide blitz from the Cooper Kupp side. Like just rearrange it. Like, have the linebacker blitz or something. Keep that. Whatever you do, don't let that man beat you. I understand Odell is getting his swag back. Odell looking good, but Cooper Kupp just had the triple crown in receiving, like you said, and as a wide receiver, like you said. And it's like, what are we doing here? You know, it was. Didn't he have a big play before that? To set it up a little bit, and then okay, I'm bombs away. I'm running right out of safety. I know I'm not the fastest dude in the world as a Cooper Kupp, but look, I can get open.
I'm faster than him.
You know, I'm faster. I can catch better than him. I'm going to get
Antoine Winfield is a great second year player, but he's you know, that's not his position. He plays safety. There's a reason why he don't play corner, and corners get the big money. He don't play corner not because he don't want to. That's what confused me about the coach. Like, he don't play corner because he just said, "Yeah, coach, I'd rather play safety."
That man should have called timeout. Winfield should have called timeout or something. I don't think they had any, but say something like, "Look, no, that's not gonna work."
PI. I'm finna PI. I play corner. If I would have tell you two plays, I PI on that play with Antoine Winfield, and I would have PI Mike Evans if I was Jalen Ramsey on that one tub. I'm finna PI you. I'm beat.
That's a good point. But at the same time, by the time he got to Winfield, you know, he was a good 30 yards downfield as far as just running straight. So if you PI.
But you still PI.
I mean, yeah, it would have been like 15, 20 yards save. But it's like.
Every time you PI him, because have you ever seen the people shooting the basketball and somebody from the other team will just block it? Don't let it go in.
Sure.
It's the same thing. Just don't let them catch the ball, bro. Don't let them touch it. PI him. And at least he beat you, but he won't get that whole celebration. Now, he beat you and celebrate, catch the ball, it's a lot worse. Whereas if you PI, you get another opportunity. Like, I don't know why he didn't just PI.
They still would probably keep the field goal from whatever the pass interference. Now that stopped the clock, whatever is that? Or they'll just do one more play.
Nah, because he would have PI'd him like when it, because you know he was kind of back. And Cooper Kupp didn't even do a move. He just ran. He didn't really run a post. He ran like it wasn't even a real route. He just ran inside of Winfield. He ran past him at like 12 yards. He didn't run past him like at 30.
He was toasted for a minute. PIM. Soon he had he come up to him, but
yeah, as soon as you know he was finna beat you, because you know as a DB. If he run at full speed and you ain't, because he thought he was going to run a stick route. It looked like from my playing a position, it looked like he was going to run it. He thought he was going to run something at the sticks. So he was sitting on the sticks. And then that's why I say by 12, he ran smooth past him. He didn't even give him a move. I'm going to try to clip it in here. He didn't even give him a move. Just ran right past him because he's sitting flat to break on the sticks. He thinking he going to run the over route. I'm betting you he's thinking he's going to run the over route and try to get out of bounds.
He gave him a left side, though, huh? He gave him like he was about to.
No, he didn't get that nigga shit. He might have gave him a little something, but he didn't stop his feet, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like he didn't he might have, but he was running full speed the whole time. And that's when he should have PI'd him. Because you know you can't get on your horse like that unless you Deion. And you know you're not Deion. Like even Jalen Ramsey, that happened to Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey thought he didn't think he was going on a fade. He didn't believe it. Because Mike Evans, no way, he's not faster than Jalen Ramsey. He didn't give him no move. Mike Evans didn't give Jalen Ramsey no move. He just ran past him because he thought that he was going to sit it down. And that's sometimes when your film be messing you up. But we getting a little too deep into it as far as getting some next level stuff. But that's what happens in these plays. You watching film, you thinking tendencies, and somebody do something off their tendency and they get you.
Got him. Like I feel that. But at the same time, Cooper Kupp big and strong, dog. He could have probably fought through the PI. And then I mean, unless he just tackled.
That ain't the point. You gotta hit him. That ain't the point. The point is you gotta PI. Now, if he just a grown man, he better than you. I mean, that's just what it is. You're just gonna lose. But you have to try because you know, I know if I'm running against Usain Bolt, I'm gonna lose that race.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. You know if you run against Cooper Kupp, you're gonna lose that race. Especially you ain't running. Wait till we put the play in here, because he's sitting flat footed. Cooper Kupp running full speed.
That's for sure.
He gonna run past you, and then they got a good quarterback that can put it on him.
Yeah, but we like these rounds. We're gonna see how they look, but we can move on to the next one. The Bills in Kansas City, high scoring game.
Oh, we do got a whole nother game. Yeah,
high scoring game. Just to run through that real quick, man. Kansas City pull it off.
But I told you about Josh Allen.
Man, come on. You can't do Josh. Hats off to Josh Allen. I'm a hats off to him, man. Throw four touchdowns. He didn't look bad. What I told you about the Bills, their running game, it didn't even affect this game, to be honest. Everybody was throwing bombs away.
They had a rushing tub.
That's what I said. It didn't affect this game. Everybody throwing bombs away. Josh Allen played an amazing game. Patrick Mahomes played an amazing game. It's just that when it lines up, and there's 13 seconds left. You think the game is over? Look, man, Patrick Mahomes is amazing. Patrick Mahomes is amazing. And then go win it in overtime.
Well, I'm saying, remember what I say last time? I said, what I said, a quarterback, the quarterback, and you looking for one? This is why Josh Allen is just a quarterback. He's not going to beat Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes ain't going nowhere.
Bro, I'm not about to even entertain it. Josh Allen gave his defense and team in a position to win the game. 13 seconds spent. You ain't expecting this man to hit boom, boom, field goal. Come on now. You can't put that on no Josh Allen.
Hey, Alexis was. She caught it before it happened. Remember, I sent you the beat? Soon as they start celebrating, Alexis said, I ain't going to say exactly what she said. But she said she's seen Patrick Mahomes do some crazy stuff. I'm talking about this is on commercial. This is when the Bills are celebrating. They, you know, they think they won. Alexa's like, why they celebrating?
She said, they ain't got nothing to celebrate. That man is about to do his thing. And that thing he did, man. Look.
That's why I said I understand what you're saying. Josh Allen did not play a bad game. I agree. But what I'm telling you is,
he played a great game.
Yeah, he played a great game. What I'm telling you is, no matter what Josh Allen do, it ain't gonna be good enough. It ain't never gonna be good enough. And that's what I be saying about these quarterbacks. They're good, but if it's not gonna be good enough, you better off making the rest of your team better instead of paying somebody that's not ever gonna be good enough to get you. Now he ain't gonna be good enough to get you past Joe Burrow either. So you got Joe Burrow now. So now you're the third best quarterback. But y'all done paid him like he the first, and he's never going to get over Patrick Mahomes.
But listen, you have to understand, too, Patrick Mahomes' supporting cast is amazing. When you can have a Tyreek just run across the field, dump it to him when they're trying to, you know, play that comeback, and Tyreek just – I'm fascinating everybody.
I agree.
I'm fascinating everybody. Deuces, come on, man. Like,
I agree with you.
Pat just looked – okay, he's open. 10 yards. Tyreek takes the career, but that's not the quarterback.
That's the point, though. But that's the point. The point is the supporting cast. Yes, Josh Allen is great, but he's not good enough to be able to pay him like he's that great, because then you can't have the team around him that is going to be able to put him over the top. Patrick Mahomes is great, and he has a great supporting cast. So now we know you're not going to be able to beat him with this supporting cast. So what we need to do, we need to give you what? A better supporting cast. What can't I do if I pay you? Give you a better supporting cast.
Kansas City did that. Kansas City said, you know what?
Kansas City didn't have to do it to the point of the Bills because they have Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City defense, who's better on defense? Kansas City defense or the Bills defense?
The Bills.
Mind you, the Bills got two all pros on their team, meaning they were the best in the league.
Yeah.
So the Bills have a great defense. So you may think, like, oh, man, he don't have the supporting cast that Patrick Mahomes does because he's not throwing it to him. But the Bills have, I think the Bills have the best defense in the league. So he has a supporting cast. It's just not the ones that you don't see it because he's not throwing it to his defense. But he have a supporting cast. It's just it's not going to be enough because you don't have Patrick Mahomes. You don't have Patrick Mahomes. So that's what I be saying. You better off not paying nobody if you're going to pay Josh Allen, is what I'm saying.
That's a terrible thing to say. That's going from one point, making the point, and then going to the extreme with it.
It's the point. Like, if you're trying to win, this one is never going to get you to win. Matter of fact, let's say it like this. I need motherfucking – nah, that's not going to be a good analogy. I should say it anyway. I'm going to say it anyway. I need something that's going to get me – 13 inches, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. It can be no more, no less, and I can't use two because it's only one quarterback. I need 13 inches, though. Josh Allen is a ruler. It's only 12. It's never going to give me the 13 that I need.
Anyway, Josh Allen did enough to win that game.
Patrick Mahomes' special order. They gave me the 13-inch ruler that I needed because he's special. Man. So I can pay him because he's special. Nah, Josh Allen, just like the rest, he only going to give you 12.
Josh Allen did enough to win the game at the end. That defense have to – you can't do that. You can't let boom, boom, field goal. We're going to leave it at that. Josh Allen did enough to win that game, but Patrick Mahomes is –
that's not true.
He did do enough. The defense didn't do enough. He did. Four touchdowns not enough to win the game? four tubs, bro?
Who won? Evidently not. Evidently not. We seen it.
We looking forward to these. This was the best division round, in my opinion, ever. You know what I'm saying? You know, we looking forward to these conference championship games. Going to see who make it to the Super Bowl. You got to kick it with your boys. We're going to review it. We're going to be here giving y'all the information. So all you got to do is come kick it with us. Your favorite streaming platform. On YouTube. On Instagram. On TikTok. Favorite social media platforms. We appreciate y'all for kicking it with us. And we
appreciate y'all.